Well, good afternoon, and please turn with me to the Gospel of Luke, chapter 19.
请跟我一起翻到路加福音的第19章.
This is my third time preaching here, and I thought it might be good to give you some information about myself.
这是我第三次到你们当中讲道，我想最好先向弟兄姊妹介绍一下关于我自己.
I'm married with three adult children who are also married, and I have 7 grandchildren.
我已婚，我有，and
being a pastor is actually my second career. My first career was in business.
我已经结婚，有3个已成年的孩子，他们也已经结婚，我有7个孙子。
Now, I have been a Christian for over 50 years. And as you can imagine, I've read a lot of the Bible. And as such, I've noted that sometimes Bible passages can be dominated by one word or word idea. And that's the case with the passage in the Gospel of Luke that begins near the end of chapter 18 and continues into chapter 19.
我成为基督徒已经有50多年的时间了，你可以想象我读了很多的圣经，因此我注意到有时候圣经的一段经文或被一个关键的词或被一个重要的词句的意思所支配。
This passage describes Jesus' journey through the city of Jericho on his way to Jerusalem. And the passage is dominated by the verb to see, or some version of it. In fact, the opening section starts with the blind beggar, Bartimaeus, who cries out repeatedly to Jesus. And when Jesus asked him what he wanted, Bartimaeus said he wanted to see. And Jesus restored his sight. And you could imagine that the town of Jericho was already excited that this miracle worker from Galilee was coming through. But that excitement went to another level when this miracle worker actually performed a miracle on Bartimaeus, right there in Jericho.
你可以想象，耶利哥城已经为这位来自加利利地区的这位神迹的创造者的到来感到兴奋不已。但当这位神迹创造者果真在哥耶利哥为巴尼买施行了神迹时， 把这种兴奋又提升到了另外一个高度。
With that introduction, let's look at what happens next in chapter 19. And as I read the passage, try to see if you can identify how many times some version of the verb to see comes up. And also, see if you can find the one instance in which someone sees something important, but is not specifically mentioned in the passage.
有了前面的这个介绍，让我们来看看接下来在19章会发生什么。当我读这段经文的时候，试试看你能否从里面找到"看"这个动词出现的次数。另外，看看你能否找到一个例子，在这个例子中，有人看见了一些重要的东西，但在这一段经文中却没有具体的提到。
With that, let us turn to God's Word, starting with Luke 19:1.
现在让我们翻到路加福音十九章第一节开始来看这段上帝的话。弟兄姊妹，请起立。
Jesus entered Jericho and was passing through. A man was there by the name of Zacchaeus. He was a chief tax collector and was wealthy.
耶稣进了耶利哥，正经过的时候，有一个人名叫撒该，做税吏的，是个财主。
He wanted to see who Jesus was, but being short,He could not because of the crowd. So he ran ahead and climbed a sycamore fig tree to see him, since Jesus was coming that way.
他要看看耶稣是怎样的人，因人很多，他的身量又矮，所以不得看见。他就跑到前头，爬上桑树，要看耶稣。因为耶稣必从那里经过。
When Jesus reached the spot, he looked up and said to him, Zacchaeus, come down immediately. I must stay at your house today. So he came down at once and welcomed him gladly.
耶稣到了那里，抬头一看，对他说，撒该，快下来，我今天必住在你家里。他就急忙下来。欢欢喜喜地接待耶稣。
All the people saw this and began to mutter, He has gone to be the guest of a sinner. But Zacchaeus stood up and said to the Lord, Look, Lord, here and now I give half of my possessions to the poor, and if I have cheated anybody out of anything, I will pay back four times the amount.
众人看见都私下议论说，他进到罪人家里去住宿。撒该站着对主说：“主啊，我把所有的一半给穷人，我若各占了谁，就还他四倍。”
Jesus said to him, "Today salvation has come to this house, because this man too is a son of Abraham."For the Son of Man came to seek and save the lost.
耶稣说，今天救恩到了这个家，因为他也是亚伯拉罕的子孙。人子来，为要寻找拯救失丧的人。
And so ends the reading of God's Word.
上帝的话就诉说到这里，弟兄姊妹请坐。
Now the beginning of Luke's narrative of Jesus' time in Jericho started with the blind beggar Bartimaeus. Now Bartimaeus' disability was not his own fault, but it still caused him to live on the margins of society. Nonetheless, people were kind to him, took pity on him, and gave him alms that he could live on.
路加在叙述耶稣在耶利哥的故事时，从一个瞎子的乞丐巴迪买开始。巴迪买的残疾完全不是他自己的过错，但这却是他的生活在社会的边缘。尽管如此，人们还是善待他，怜悯他，施舍给他生活的费用。
Now the main character in the second part of the Jericho story, Zacchaeus, also lived on the margins of society. But he was not pitied by the people. Instead, he was very disliked. And the reason was because he was a tax collector for the Roman Empire, a people the Jews thought were their oppressors.
现在来到耶利哥故事的第二个部分的主人公撒该也是生活在社会边缘的人，但他并没有得到人们的怜悯，相反，他非常不受欢迎。原因是他是罗马帝国的税吏， 这意味着他是为压榨犹太人的罗马人收税。
And his job also caused him to be associated with Gentiles, an association that the Jews thought made one ritually unclean. As a result, Zacchaeus was excluded from general society among the Jews.
并且他的工作还使他和外邦人有连接关系，而犹太人认为与外邦人这种关系会使人在礼仪上变得不圣洁，因此撒该被排斥在犹太人的社会之外。
The other thing about Zacchaeus was that he was very short. His small size, it wasn't his fault. But one can imagine that being teased about his smallness all his life created bitterness in Zacchaeus. And this bitterness may have made him decide to align himself with the Roman oppressors and thus get back at the people who have been tormenting him all of his life.
撒该的另外一个特点就是他非常的矮小。身材矮小也不是他的错，但可以想象的是，撒该因矮小的一生被人取笑，这使他产生了一种苦读的怨恨。这种苦读可能使他决定与欺压他们的罗马人结盟，从而来报复那些折磨他一生的人。
All this to say is that Zacchaeus, in addition to being a tax collector,in short, was also very lonely. So let's look at what happens next.
综上所述，撒该除了是一个税吏和矮小矮子以外，他可能还非常的孤独。那么让我们来看看将会发生什么呢？
The first thing Luke tells us is that Zacchaeus really wanted to see this Jesus.Luke doesn't tell us why Zacchaeus was so keen on it, but he was. He was probably not the only one. See, with the healing of Bartimaeus, everybody wanted to see Jesus as he was passing through Jericho.
儒家告诉我们的第一件事，撒该非常想看见这位耶稣。儒家没有告诉我们撒该为什么会这么想，但的确他很想看见耶稣。而且他可能不是唯一的一个，随着巴迪买的痊愈，可能每个人都想在耶稣经过耶利哥时见到他。
But this created a problem for Zacchaeus. The people lined the street meant the short Zacchaeus could not see Jesus. His plan to overcome this obstacle was to climb up a nearby sycamore tree that seemed to overhang the streetwhere Jesus was going to walk along.
但这里撒该带来一个问题，街道两旁站满了人，这意味着矮小的撒该看不见耶稣。他打算克服这一障碍的办法就是爬到附近的一棵桑树上，这棵树应该是悬挂在耶稣要走的那条街上。
Now we can imagine at this point, as Jesus was walking down the road, there was quite a throng of people jostling around him. But as the story tells us, Jesus seemed to have stopped suddenly. You can imagine that maybe some of the people nearby him bumped into him because he stopped so suddenly.
现在我们可以想象，当耶稣走在路上的时候，有很多人在他周围挤来挤去。但正如故事所讲，耶稣似乎突然停了下来。你可以想象，因耶稣停得太突然了，可能他身边的一些人都忘掉了。
But Jesus not only stopped suddenly, he did something else. He looked up. And what did he see? He saw Zacchaeus.
耶稣不但突然停下来了，他做了另外一件事，他抬起头，他看到了什么呢？他看到了撒该。
And then Jesus said, Zacchaeus, hurry up, come down, for I must stay at your house today.
然后耶稣说，撒该，快下来， 我今天必住在你家里。
Can you imagine what Zacchaeus must have thought? How does this famous man know my name? He wants to come to my house and have dinner with me. No one wants to come to my house and have dinner with me. Can this really be happening to me?
你能想象到他该当时是怎么想的吗？如此有名望的人竟然知道我的名字，他想去我家和我共进晚餐。从来没有人愿意到我家和我共进晚餐，这真的会发生在我的身上吗？
Well, Zacchaeus does what Jesus tells him to do. He hurries down the tree, like children coming down the steps at Christmas morning. And he approaches Jesus with a big smile and joy on his face. For the lonely, ostracized Zacchaeus, this is the most wonderful day of his life.
撒该就照耶稣的话去做了，他急忙从树上下来，就像圣诞节早晨从台阶上下来的孩子一样，他的脸上带着灿烂的笑容和喜悦走进耶稣。对一向孤独被排斥的撒该来说，这可能是他一生中最美好的一天了。
But then a cloud comes across the face of the sun, for some more seeing is going on. The crowd sees what is going on, and the people begin to grumble and say,He is going to be the guest of a man who is a sinner.
然而，撒该阳光的脸上出现了乌云，因为还有更多的看见的事在发生。众人看见当下发生的事，就都私下议论说，他进到罪人家里去做客。
Zacchaeus no doubt hears this. You can imagine him saying to himself,Oh no, this famous holy man who knows my name and wants to come to my house, he's going to find out who I really am. And everything's going to be ruined. What am I going to do? This wonderful day is going to be ruined.
毫无疑问，撒该听到了这些。你可以想象，他对自己说，不，这个大名鼎鼎的圣人知道我的名字。他要来我家，他要知道我到底是谁，一切都会毁于一旦，我该怎么办？我该怎么办？这美好的一天就要毁了。
But the kindness and attention of Jesus seemed to have touched Zacchaeus' heart deeply and changed it dramatically. So Zacchaeus straightens up his shoulders and said to Jesus, Look, Lord,Half of my goods I give to the poor, and if I've defrauded anybody of anything, I will restore it fourfold.
但是主耶稣的慈爱对他深深的关注，似乎深深触动了撒该的心，而且使他发生了巨大的变化。于是撒该挺直肩膀，站着对耶稣说：“主啊。”我把所有的一半分给穷人，我若讹诈了谁，就还他四倍。
Something has changed and changed dramatically in Zacchaeus. Undoubtedly, in that moment, Zacchaeus saw himself for who he really was: an angry, hard-hearted, greedy sinner. But it also seemed.The kindness and love from Jesus that he had not seen before. Perhaps in a flash of insight, he realizes that this is the way God really is. He hadn't seen it before, but now he does.
撒该的生命中发生了一些变化，而且是巨大的变化。毫无疑问，在那一时刻，撒该看清了他自己真实的面目。他是一个愤怒、铁石心肠、贪婪的罪人，但同时，他也从耶稣身上看到了他从未看见过的良善和慈爱。也许在这一瞬间的亮光中，光亮中，他意识到这才是上帝真正的道路， 是他以前从来没有看到，但他现在看到。
The commentaries I read say Zacchaeus' offer of restitution met the strictest standard of restitution laid out in the Old Testament. Clearly, Zacchaeus had learned his lessons well at the synagogue school.
我读到的释经书解释到，撒该提出的赔偿协议符合旧约中最严格的赔偿标准。显然，撒该在贵堂的学校里学得很好。
And his offer of restitution met the conditions for showing repentance that John the Baptist had laid out. Had Zacchaeus gone out to hear John by the Jordan? Was he just not able to bring himself to do what God had commanded? At least not until he had a real encounter with God in the person of Jesus Christ and found out that God was different than he thought.
他赔偿的协议符合施洗约翰规定的悔改的条件。撒该去到约旦河听约翰讲道吗？难道他仅仅是自己不能够遵照上帝的命令去行吗？至少在他真实的见到主耶稣基督之前，他不会这样做。但现在他发现上帝和他想象的不同。
Now the issue of having a wrong conception of God brings us squarely to the third section of the story. The section when the crowd saw what was going on and started to grumble.
对上帝有错误的认知的问题把我们带到故事的第三个部分。当时众人看到这发生了的一切开始抱怨起来。
Their grumbling was a complaint against both Zacchaeus and Jesus. Against Zacchaeus because he was a sinner, and against Jesus because he was going to Zacchaeus' house, and that implied he was going to have table fellowship with him. How could a holy man, a prophet, do that? The crowd was both confused and scandalized.
他们对撒该和耶稣同时发怨言，他们抱怨撒该，因为他是个罪人；他们抱怨耶稣，因为他要去撒该家，这意味着他要和他同桌吃饭。怎么一个圣人，一个先知，能这么做呢？众人既困惑又恼怒。
And that brings us to the fourth section of the story. In the last instance of seeing, although it is not mentioned, and that is Jesus, who sees everything and knows how to seek and save the lost.
这就引出了故事的第四个部分，也就是最后一个看见的例子。尽管经文中没有提到，那就是耶稣，他能看见所有的这一切。并且知道如何寻找拯救失散。
Now when I say Jesus sees everything, I mean in the broadest sense. He knows what is going on, even in people's hearts. And he's taking in all of what he knows and he's using it to bring people to God.
当我说耶稣看见一切时，我指的是那个最广义的最广义上的耶稣洞察一切，耶稣知道发生了什么，甚至知道人的内心。他把所知道的一切都利用起来，把人带到上帝的面前。
First, Jesus recognized Bartimaeus' faith and gave him sight, which radically changed the beggar's situation. Second, Jesus sensed the deepest longing in Zacchaeus' heart.And minister to his need by insisting that Zacchaeus invite him to his house to fellowship with him.
首先，他承认了巴底买的信心，并让他重见光明，从根本上改变了这个乞丐的处境。其次，耶稣看到了撒该内心深处的渴望， 并满足了他的需要，坚持让撒该邀请他自己到他的家中与他相交。
And then Jesus saw the crowd's reaction and said the absolute right thing to help both Zacchaeus and the crowd. How did Jesus do that? Well, first, he had a lot of help from Zacchaeus. The crowd's charge of sinner had two aspects. The first had to do with Zacchaeus' oppression of them in his role as a tax collector.
然后耶稣看到了众人的反应，说了一句绝对正确的话，来帮助撒该，也帮助了众人。耶稣是怎么做的呢？首先，他得到了许多从撒该而来的帮助。众人对罪人的指控有两个方面，第一个方面与撒该税吏的身份欺压他们有关。
Well, Zacchaeus addressed that in his offer of restitution. Jesus confirms that Zacchaeus had repented and made amends, doing what God wanted when he declared about Zacchaeus that today salvation has come to this house. That part dealt with the charge of Zacchaeus being a sinner.
撒该在他赔偿的协议中已经提到了这一点。耶稣证实了撒该悔改了，并做出了赔偿，做了上帝想要让他做的事情。因此，耶稣对撒该宣告说：“今天救恩已经临到这家了。”这是解决了对撒该罪人第一部分的指控。
The second part had to do with Jesus adding a curious little addition.Onto his proclamation about Zacchaeus now being right with God. About Zacchaeus, Jesus declared, "Today salvation has come to this house, since he also is a son of Abraham."
第二部分是耶稣在他关于撒该现在与上帝和好的这个宣告中，加了一个好奇的小插曲。耶稣对撒该宣告说：“今天救恩到了这家，因为他也是亚伯拉罕的子孙。”
When Jesus added the statement, "Since he is a son of Abraham," Jesus is gently and graciously trying to point out to the Jews that they themselves had never been put right with God by what they had done. Instead,They had only ever been right with God because of God's grace, because God had sought them out and saved them.
当耶稣加上因为他也是亚伯拉罕子孙这句话时，耶稣温柔的、恩慈的试图向犹太人指出，他们自己从来没有因为自己所作所为和上帝和好过。相反的，他们得以和上帝和好，只是因为是上帝的恩典，因为是上帝寻见了他们，拯救了他们。
And Abraham, their father, was no better than anyone else when God appeared to him and told him to go to a new place. And God further promised Abraham that God would bless him and his descendants, even though Abraham and his wife were old and childless.Abraham was not necessarily righteous, but the scripture said, Abraham believed God and it was counted to him as righteousness.
当上帝向亚伯拉罕显现并吩咐他去一个新的地方的时候，他们的先祖亚伯拉罕并不比其他的人好多少。上帝还应许给亚伯拉罕要赐给他和他的后裔，即便是亚伯拉罕和他的妻子年迈如此，亚伯拉罕也不是义人，但圣经上说亚伯拉罕信神，神就算作他的义。
Now here's Jesus' point. God always takes the initiative. God always does the seeking out. God always does the putting right. It has always and only ever been this way. We can never justify ourselves. We can only come to God in faith through Jesus, our Savior.
上帝总是主动去寻找，上帝总是做重要的事情，从来都是如此。我们永远无法为自己辩解，我们只能通过我们得救主耶稣，凭着信心来到上帝的面前。
So, what is the application for us today? Well, our story gives us the answer. We should desperately seek God as He reveals Himself in Jesus. Like Bartimaeus, we should cry out to David's greater son for mercy, even though the people around us may discourage us.
当上帝在耶稣基督向我们启示他自己的时候，我们就应该迫切地来寻求上帝。我们应该像巴迪买一样，像大卫的伟大的子孙耶稣呼求他的怜悯，即便是周围的人拦阻我们。
And like Zacchaeus, we should desperately seek to see this Jesus. Even if it means injury to our person and our dignity, even if it means giving up all the things that we have gotten in our attempt to fill the godless void in our lives. And we should be encouraged in our seeking God, because our story tells us that God sees us. Even if we are weak, even if we are marginalized, even if we are lonely. Maybe God especially sees those type of people and comes to aid them and shows He loves them in concrete ways, such as restoring sight, being a friend, and having a meal together. With that, let us pray. Dear God, we thank You that You see us even when we think others have forgotten about us. Thank You for coming into our lives and showing the way to true fellowship and communion with You through Jesus Christ, and for comforting us and helping us in many ways.
亲爱的上帝，我们感谢你，甚至当我们以为别人已经忘记我们的时候，你仍能看见我们。感谢你进入我们的生命，借着耶稣基督为我们指明与你真正相交的团契的道路。感谢你在各个方面的安慰我们，帮助我们。Lord,
forgive us our efforts to establish our righteousness before You. Help us instead to desperately seek to see Jesus, who alone is our righteousness. Amen.
主啊，赦免我们在你面前常常见到自己的义，帮助我们迫切地寻求看见耶稣，唯有耶稣是我们唯一的义，奉救主耶稣的名，阿门。